Henda, you are now entering a space for black history. A voice for the voiceless. The Harbinger on the Line Revolution. A marriage of chillers and platform that will last longer than it girl's marriage. Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Ungoyigi, even if when they ask you, how sabini, do not fear. For if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.
Did you hear on that Sete song?
Sete.
Yeah.
Youngster now goes, Dalangifuna, Michael.
Michael.
Dalangifuna,
Michael.
Is it not my girl?
It sounds right, but I'm pretty sure.
It's Dalangifuna, Michael.
Ah, come on.
I kid you not. Listen to it.
Ooh. Play it.
When I get flagged, if we can't play it, we'll get flagged.
No, they'll edit the guys. Once we're done listening to it, we talk about what we heard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So play it. You guys will edit out the part where we're playing. We're just playing Sete.
Oh, we could just read the lyrics, bro.
Oh, you came prepared.
No, Fact Checker can get the lyrics.
Fact Checker? Yes.
For Sete?
Okay, let me find the lyrics. I'll be the Fact Checker. Fact Checker, don't worry, you can go and leave for the next 2 minutes.
Mari says, Dalangifuna, Michael.
I'd like to think it's my girl.
It sounds like my girl. Young Stunner, you've seen. He's got like 5 girlfriends, bro. Like, it's all over Instagram and Twitter and stuff.
Yeah.
Yo.
So you think I'm hearing things?
Masharela, Wi-Fi, what's going on? I've set the Stunner lyrics.
You kind of kicked us out.
The Wi-Fi is acting up, right?
Is it done?
Yeah. Oh, bloody hell.
Okay, but listen to it. Trust me, man. Okay.
I don't trust you, bro. What do you mean trust?
Because you are pushing Michael.
Yeah, you're pushing Michael. Nah, no ways. There's something wrong with the Wi-Fi and there's no network here.
Yeah.
No, Dalangifuna.
Michael.
Dalangifuna.
Michael.
It's Michael. Oh, Michael still sounds weird though.
Why Michael?
That's what.
What did Michael do? Michael makes sense. Michael went thing.
That's what I want to know. Because Dalang Fu, no, Michael.
Ooh.
Aye, man.
You just said he's got.
Dalang Fu, no.
Michael.
My dad.
Dalang Fu, no. My dad.
In another way.
Okay, it's fine. We'll listen to
it. Yeah, no. It can't be Michael, bro.
I'm telling you.
But even if it was, but it can't be because we've seen Young Stunner. Remember, even for the guy, there's a CCTV footage of a guy attacking him over a girl. Can't be Michael. Definitely can't be. Not
but
with
what if
Young
he
Stunner.
Swings both ways?
Oh, yeah, that's fine then. Mm. But it's probably not because we've never seen him swinging both ways.
But
only one way.
He's saying it in the song. Dalangifuna, Michael.
But how many songs do we say it wrong? Like, how many
songs?
Yeah,
like Ja Rule, like, are you ready, for example. And all of us say, are you ready, instead of R-U-L-E.
Eh?
Yeah. Oh, you didn't know?
Yeah.
Jennifer Lopez, Ja Rule, are you ready?
Yeah.
Where you? It's R-U-L-E. It's not are you ready?
Ja Rule. Oh, for real.
You see how you fucking up these lyrics.
Oh, R-U-L-E.
So it must not be Michael then.
Okay. Anyway. In the barbed, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to it. We are back. So Paducah is here, Ghost Lady's here, Malikant is here, Fed Checker's here, Aya is here, and you are here.
You're here.
You know, all my life, people have been telling me, Mac, you're a genius. I'm like, nah, man. Get out of here, man. I'm not a genius.
He's an asshole.
Okay,
so I found out this week I'm actually a genius.
What did you discover?
Hey, tell us. Tell us more.
So I found out that I am right-footed but left-handed. Huh? And there's only a few people like that in the world, and I'm one of them.
You're left-handed?
Yeah, I'm left-handed and right-footed.
You're left-handed?
No, left-footed, right-handed.
I'm left-handed. I'm left-handed. I'm left-handed. I am right-footed. What's going
no,
on,
I'm
bro?
Left-footed,
Papi
right-handed.
Genius, right now.
Oh, you're left-footed?
Yeah, and right-handed.
Ukhamba ngo-left.
Mara ngibhala ngo-right.
But isn't it to balance, though, if I live vele?
No, it's rare. If I check a Google it for them, it's very rare.
There's no way.
Oh, yeah, our Wi-Fi.
Man, damn it.
The Wi-Fi is very
active. I got Wi-Fi. It's active on mine.
No, no, it's on, but it's not working.
It's not working.
So let's use, oh, and there's no so like, network inside here. Oh,
yes,
snap.
It's the weirdest thing
ever. I'm telling you, Google it, bro. There's only a handful of people like that.
For real?
Yeah.
Who are, it's not even being ambidextrous. It's just,
yeah?
Ambidextrous is when you use left and right. Mm-hmm. Oh. You're able to use left and right.
Okay.
It's just that you, upper limb is right, the one is strong, but the opposite lower limb is strong.
Mm.
That's crazy.
And it's rare.
I'm sure there's a word for that.
Yeah, and it's rare.
So how did you discover
it? Wow, bro, yeah.
Like, what were you doing?
My woman told me, hey, Ziggy's a genius. He's also left-footed and right-handed.
Jesus, problems. Problem.
So I'm like,
big problem.
So you're trying to say your son's gonna end up here?
Yeah. Problem. World War
this
IV.
This is what is
problem.
So okay. She tells me that, and a few days go by, and then I figured I'm the same. I'm like, oh, I'm also a genius.
Hold on. Why did it take you a few days to figure it out? Don't you know that to come on left, to come on right?
I didn't know until that time.
Hey.
I didn't. Like, I thought it was normal.
You
thought everybody was like that.
You thought everybody would come out. Hey, as far as I can pull it, I believe. Come on, left.
Go outside and
come on, left.
But I'm left and I'm doing, but they call it football. You suck at football.
Yeah, but doesn't mean I can't kick with my left.
Why did you
but
suck?
It means
because
you're
right. The right is actually your strong foot.
You just been doing it wrong.
What if you suck? Cause you're right. You just think it's your left that is strong.
That's why I was gonna get like, think unless you're it. Like some amazing like footballer or something, then it can be like wow. But you just walk with your feet though.
So if you
no, but when I did research, they said people like that should shouldn't do athletics or like anything athlete wise.
So
I should venture more into creative side.
Oh.
So you're driving, if you drive an automatic, you're driving with your weaker foot. Mm.
Yes. Mm. Yes, I drive my weaker foot, yes. I'm a genius. You won't understand, guys. I'm a
I'd
genius.
Never be. Have you tried driving? Oh, your boy did it.
Lapiro.
So we're in Cape Town, right? And Lapiro was driving on automatic for the first time, it seemed. And you accelerate on left. You bring on left. So he's going like this. I'd never be able to drive with my weak foot, like especially like the brakes and stuff.
Yeah, man.
Whoa.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, man.
That's weird, eh?
So I'm a genius, man. Mac genius. Call me Mac genius.
Okay.
Hey, well done on your newfound genius, man.
That's just only good for podcasting, I guess, eh?
Yeah, bro. That's crazy, man.
Anyway, did you guys hear Trevor Noah stepping down from The Daily Show?
Stepping down?
Mm.
Or leaving or
fired. What's the tech?
No, he's
the
stepping
actual
down.
Word?
He's stepping down.
Oh, like, for real?
Yeah, he's no more doing The Daily Show. He's been hosting it since 2015 and now he's not going to do it anymore. Yeah.
Now, shout out to him. I think he represented us pretty well.
Yeah.
Shout out to him, bro.
But I was shocked. I'm like, geesh, why would you want to leave such a good gig like that?
Yeah, especially when the previous host did it for how many decades?
Mm.
Right? John. What's his name?
Stewart.
John Stewart. Yeah.
But then I realized you don't want to do that those kind of shows for too long because then you'll be known as the Daily Show guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's tough to get another gig.
You know?
And but I guess that's why they pay you that much because they know that after this, probably you can't do another late night show or a lot of things because you've been typecasted.
Can you imagine how many offers he's getting right now, bro? He must be getting a shitload of offers.
But
what
I know
kind
he
of
wants
offers?
To.
No one's going to offer him to do a late night show because then it's going to be a Daily Show.
Yeah.
No, I think like Trevor's smart. So whatever he's going to get into next, it will make sense to us once he announces.
Oh, definitely. I mean, he's there. Mm. But what else can you do? Like, it's rare where you see a guy go from. But Trevor can. Because Trevor would kill a rom-com acting, for example.
Yeah.
He'd kill it. Ladies love him.
Mm.
He's cute, you know?
Mm.
But he wants to focus on his stand-up comedy.
Oh, he's going back to stand-up.
Yeah, that's what. That's why he actually...
That's what I find weird, man. Like, I think there's something to the story. Maybe he's not particularly stepping down. Maybe there were differences. Because, like, he can still do stand-up. It just sounds like, oh, he wants to focus on stand-up. It just doesn't, there's something.
But apparently doing the Daily Show can be quite draining. Because remember, course, you have to do this daily and it takes a lot, guys.
Let's just say that. And a person like me would understand because I value rest. Like, sometimes you just have to, like, hey, you know? Just, it's fine. Like, if he's like, I can't do this. It's been 7 years. I don't have a life. I can't do anything else. Then that's okay.
Did you guys hear that Hubbly Bubbly is more dangerous than cigarettes?
Oh, yeah, I've always known.
I've always known that. That's my reason for not smoking Hubbly.
Hubbly is more dangerous than weed, more dangerous than cigarette. It's the worst thing you can
smoke. That's why I stopped. Sure. I used to smoke Hubbly hectic, like, I think, what?
It's been reported that smoking Hubbly Bubbly can give a person as much nicotine as 10 cigarettes.
Yeah.
And contains an estimated 36 times more carbon monoxide than the smoke from a cigarette. Some of the other effects include the increase in heart rate and blood pressure, diabetes, tuberculosis, herpes, and other diseases.
Oh, fuck.
Jeez.
And also, it's water. You know, like, you're literally smoking or inhaling water. So you put water into your lungs. So that's also another thing. Yeah.
And then because I'm a genius, I can't smoke Hubbly because I smoke with my right.
Oh. Hi, bo. You smoke it. Watch. You inhale it in your left lung. When it's supposed to go to your right lung.
But I don't think you inhale the steam from the water. I think it's just that the smoke gets almost...
There's small particles of water that actually end up in your lungs.
Real?
Yeah.
And that's bad. Yeah. Water has no business being in your lungs, right? Mm.
Like over, it's not like one pool already, but this is over like a
Yeah, Hubbly's bad. I'm one of those people, like, I research things, right? Mm. So if I'm interested in something, like now I watched the Jeffrey Dahmer and then I've been reading up on, like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy, right? So
who's that?
Serial killer. Some serial killer in the US. He killed like 17 men and boys. He'd just say he loves them or lure them, and then he kills them so that he can have a piece of them, and then he would eat them.
Mm. Oh, goodness.
Like, you'd eat his heart out, you know, like, you'd fucking fry their heart.
No way.
Yeah.
And, like, eat, you know.
That's sadistic, bro.
Yeah. And then he'd keep, like, the skull, he'd keep a skull in a bag.
Fridge.
Yeah, he'd dry up the bones in the microwave, and the neighbors would complain, like, hey, what the fuck is going on there? I heard someone scream, there were two of you, now there's one of you walking out in the morning, there's a foul smell. And you'd be like, oh, yeah, I bought too much pork, my fridge is not working. That's the smell that you are smelling. And he's literally fucked up guy, bro. He's literally chopping people up.
Yeah.
Eating them up
in his apartment,
meatballs,
and
just having
it's wild day. Like, America birthed like some of the weirdest serial killers, man.
It does.
I gotta say, I think it's because of those basements. Have you seen all those houses have basements? And weird shit happens in those basements. In all serial killer, darky.
Yeah, even with him, he was chopping them up in the basement.
In his grandmother's house.
We don't have basements.
In his grandmother's house, yes. Yeah. Grandmother's chopping them up. But let's be honest, great things happen in basements. So many, like, iconic albums, music albums, all got created in basements. So it's...
Isn't
opposites.
It just a studio?
Balance. Yin yang or whatever.
It's just a studio. It's just a room.
Yes, it's just an extra room where normally a lot of people don't go down. So you've got privacy. So you can either do a hobby, you know, build a business, or just kill people.
No, I'm saying, like, imagine go Kasi. If we had basements, we'd see shit. That's what I'm trying to say. See those things.
Like what?
Hey.
Wait. Wait. Say, Kasi, if we had basements, what would we see? Go on, basement. Yeah?
Let's not even start there, bro.
Wait, what would we see?
Ah, man, some fucked up shit goes in basements, man.
Hey. So I don't think in Limpopo there were basements.
Yeah.
What would we see?
I don't know. We don't have, but I'm just saying. I'm just saying, every serial killer docu or movie that I watch, it starts in the basement. So we don't have basements. So imagine if we did.
Weird shit always. I mean, I remember there was this one movie I watched. I forgot what the title is. So the guy is like a war veteran, but he went blind, right? So he knows his house like the back of his hand.
Oh, okay.
And then this kid whose dad has an alarm company then keeps on breaking into people's homes because he's got the codes and knows how to break the alarm system. Gandhi goes into a blind man's home, right? Blind man, they don't realize he's a war vet. He's very flexible. He gyms. You know what I mean? You can't fucking outperform him in his own house. Exactly. And then he keeps the girl. So the guy, he lost his, he lost an unbirthed child or something like that. And then he keeps the girl in his basement, rapes the girl because he wants a child from the girl, and keeps the girl
chained up.
Chained up in the basement. It's always a basement, though, so I get you.
I watched another one where the father locked his daughter up in the basement.
I think I've seen that. More than one? Just one?
It was one daughter, and then he had a family with the daughter for like 30 years. He had like four kids with her.
In the basement.
His own daughter. His own daughter. Yeah, he was having sex with her and he was living a normal life. He'd come back, chain them up. Their kids were raised
inside,
in the basement.
They didn't know anything else.
Years. And that's kids, right? And you can imagine as a kid, it's possible for you to have actually a happy life because that's all you know.
Yeah.
You think...
That's it.
There's other kids in other basements somewhere. And it's just...
That's the basement life. Way.
Basement living.
No, it's like a poor child. Yeah, basement way. I'm a party. He's having a party. That's all I get. No, but it's like
the living ancestors.
No, but it's like a poor child, right? They don't know that they're actually in poverty. They just think this is life. But genuinely, until they realize, there's sunlight out there when they see, they visit MacGyver's place in Pogtown. Like, hey, I think I'm a TV game. I'm a Melrose and stuff. You know what I mean? But yeah, so the kids are like that. They just adapt and find happiness.
You grew up in the hood. If one of your friends had a basement in the hood, would you go down?
Would I go down?
Yeah. If they invite you to their house and you see they got a basement, would you go down to the basement?
It depends. There's always red flags. No, there's always red flags.
But as a kid, you're curious. You'd go.
Nah, there's always red flags. Like, there's always houses where you were never comfortable because somehow there's just something off.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, either there's the smell or, you know, there's just something off. So... As a kid, though, you would if you find comfort in that home. But normally there's just things in homes that never sit well. There's some homes that were just funny as a kid. And it smelled weird or it's like... I think when you're a kid, you can sense vibes. Like, you're very big on vibes. Like, you can just... you know? Or mukpagi, you're like... Okay, hey, my mom, young bees, what's young bees? Like, you're or I glide up hole and move energy, you know. And you just hate that man, you know. Because of those vibes, I'm telling you now.
But sometimes you hear your mom say things, so it also makes you very skeptical. Like you've heard someone in the family be like, hey, labayana, ay, ngabathembi.
For real.
Hey. That's crazy, man.
That's nuts.
The only basement I know is a friend of mine had a basement, but it was like the entertainment room, so we'd play FIFA there and stuff like that.
Oh shit! So it was one of those
like a mansion,
like underground, no window room. Like a cellar, but it would be turned into something else.
Anybody like excited about the Woman King? Anyone gonna see it?
Woman King. Today I met two ladies. We interviewed them on the breakfast show from Woman King. Baduza. I forgot her name now. Ooh. Is it Imani? Baduza and Chioma Imela. So Chioma Imela is a South African girl, but her dad is Nigerian. And it's the Inland King. Also, so Stephen Guest is there, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. Tusum Bedu.
Oh, yes. Shout out to Tusum, man.
Yeah. Is it all fight back on? Oh, gosh. can't believe I got the. And she's so gorgeous.
Yeah.
Uputaza.
Okay.
Patuza.
Yeah. What were they saying in the interview?
They were saying that they learned so much from Viola Davis, like how to own a character. Like, you can't fake your way through a character. You need to live and be that character and stuff, you know?
Mom Connie, the one we recently interviewed, she gives me vibes. Yeah, she gives me Viola Davis vibes, man.
Yeah.
Like, she's
nah.
Yeah,
man, brilliant. I can't wait, bro. Like, because whenever you really hear stories of Africa coming out of Hollywood, so it's always special when movies like about Black Panther and Woman King come out. And the fact that there were actually women at some point who were warriors and protected a whole, you know, region and village and the protected a people that consisted of men and kids, and there were women at the forefront. Yeah. It's fucking ridiculous. It's brilliant.
Make sure you check it out, man. It's available at all Stakinico cinemas. Yes, nationwide.
I'll check it out, man. That thing I think is crazy. It's just amazing, man.
And you, Ghost Lady, what have you been watching, man?
Well, you know how much I love, you know, anything to do with love, ne?
Yeah.
So there's this beautiful show that has come up, and it's called Sunday Sexy Love. So it's just includes couples that are going to just be, you know, just be talking about their intimacy and also just their love. And this, it's already started on Sunday. So it's at 9 o'clock.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
On
Mzansi.
Mzansi
Magic. Mzansi
Magic. So are the couples local couples or international?
No, local couples.
Oh, for real?
Yes.
Oh, damn.
Yes.
Who are the couples?
So actually, we're going to see Uzintle, no bongs.
Oh, wow. Oh, whoa. Yes. Zika and bongs.
Yes. Wow. I think even Dira is going to be there. Dira and
Dira.
His wife. Yeah, bo.
Wow. You know?
So, can you imagine Bongs and Zintle's like intimacy out there?
Hey, I've always wondered, eh?
Why? Why would you find it weird?
Because they're like both DJs, so I wonder if they, you know,
how
my mind goes.
Tell us.
Where does it go?
Well, with your mind, let's go.
No, I'm thinking like, do they compete on BPMs, you know, shit like that. Are they in sync? Who cues?
Like, what beat do they?
Bangs per minute. BPMs. How many bangs per minute are they clocking?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, curious, eh?
Which are the couples, yeah?
No, we're also going to have like Kaifas and Leta Mbul.
Kaifas and Leta Mbul, okay. Yeah.
Kaifas? Simenya.
Yes.
And Mam Leta.
Yes. You know, they are the original guys.
Wow. They're like the...
They are the like original...
They're like original power couple.
Yeah.
In exile before even like... Hey, so they also part of the show.
Yeah.
Damn, wow. That's a wild show. Eh?
But I think
it's a beautiful show.
And like, they probably will be there. Won't they be there like to give advice to the young couples? Because they've stood the test of time, fame, and everything else together. Exactly. Ups and downs
so
of
that's
being
what
artists.
It is. It's just sharing your love story and also just, you know, you get to see them, you know, and just listen to them. And just, obviously, it gets to the whole intimacy and how what keeps them going, what they love. So we'll hear about Zintle. It's what frequency are they at?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Wow, man.
So are they like a power couple now, Zintle and Bongs?
They are, dog. Didn't you see Drip has like even perfumes?
They have a whole perfume.
Perfumes.
Yeah, his and
his
her.
And hers. And it's she's selling the female version. That's power couple stuff.
Have you ever envied being like in a power couple?
Never.
Never.
If
it's
I were
so much
to like,
pressure.
If I were to ever date a celebrity, we wouldn't do that. Maybe the public can know we date, but it wouldn't be a thing. We will let the public into our thing.
Which celebrity would you date right now?
Come on.
Like to give power couple vibes. Yeah. Who do you think is like, I'm?
Yeah.
Mina now masibambeni.
There's a celebrity, Didinkle Kuno.
Can't even Google her. Yeah. I don't even know who that is. Man.
You don't know Didinkle Kuno?
Mm-mm.
Definitely date her.
Wow. What is she?
Because she's simply super talented. Like, she's really good. And
on,
it's attractive.
On,
for me, that's attractive.
Is she on Gomorrah or what is she on?
Didn't look cool, man. She's on thingy. Esau. Yeah. Did a lot of theater work. She's going to blow up in terms of her voice. Like, she does voice for cartoons. She's fucking brilliant. She's incredible.
Oh.
And she's gorgeous. Like, she's just very beautiful.
And you, ghost lady, who would you be? Your
Mosquito.
Mosquito.
Mosquito, never.
Oh, man. Hey, wait. No.
Oh, please.
Who would it be, ghost lady?
Wow.
Mahuta.
Stop trying to.
Mahuta.
Tato, respect me.
Jokes.
No.
Man, jokes.
You know, okay.
Rest in peace,
jokes. So, Sia and Rachel Colisi are, you know, are also part of that show as well.
Okay.
So, you know, Sia has those vibes. You know, I like, you know, sportsmen. So, Sia,
you like Shaka Zulu looking motherfuckers.
Yeah, yeah, you know.
Sia Colisi.
Yeah.
Okay, I see with Sia, yeah.
You see me with Sia.
Yeah, Sia, yeah.
The girl from thingy, Woman King, Masali Patuza. She's gorgeous. I'd actually date her as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like gorgeous. I wish you could. The guys will put up a picture of her. She's very gorgeous. Dark gorgeous.
Anyway, are we surprised that kids are fucking and getting pregnant?
Haven't they been? They've been like, what is this? Like high school pregnancy now?
Yeah, it's been reported that the Mpumalanga Education Department is concerned as it recorded 91,000 pregnant learners last year. And that was revealed by the Minister of Education. So high school 91, kids are 000. Added. Yeah, high school kids are added. They're rocking.
Okay, that's a big number.
Yeah. 91,000.
Guys, that's almost 100,000 kids. First and number one, how many kids? Okay, maybe they're in the millions, right? Who are between grade 8 and matric.
Sure.
But 91,000 is a large number.
But think about it, man. In high school, you're horny as fuck.
Yeah, and a lot of people, not us, you and I, lost their virginity in high school. But like, surely in this day and age, you know, you're condomizing. You are. Like me, I started having raw sex like maybe after one or two relationships.
Ah, these kids don't care, bro. They don't give a damn.
There's one. Lying? She's got her hand up.
Nigeni
Mike. Nigeni Mike. Nigeni Mike.
I know I'm a fact checker and I'm supposed to be checking the facts, but did they stipulate if the sex was consensual? Because sometimes it could be products of rape.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Good point.
Because not all
good
teenagers.
Point.
All of them know about contraceptives. All of them know about condoms. Those who do not have it or who have it without condoms are in serious relationships, quote. So what
in
about
school,
the rest? Yes, there's such a thing as a serious relationship in high school.
Condomless sonar.
It happens. It happens.
They call it isono.
Isonor.
That's the sequel.
Wait, Konamantu, like, why serious relationships? And I know those. I remember there was a couple. There's all of those couples. And there was Bakuluman, like, Bakulume, the whole 30 minutes, your lunch. You're like, cause you like thinking, fuck. Neng fego hello, so bona kuchat. Yeah. Hey,
when you were in high school, how many times did you hear of girls being pregnant? How
none.
Many?
In exactly. My school, none.
Were you in a convent? He said none, so I had a double check. In my high school, I didn't. Maybe there was a girl, but maybe not in my grade, because in my grade, we would have heard.
Also, when I was in high school, I also don't really remember. But what I've seen when I speak to like my cousins who are younger these days, it's very common.
Yeah.
The kids will be like, yeah, no, there's like 5 girls who are pregnant in my high school.
Damn.
You're like, so it's normal. It's this is just the norm. This is where it gets
But think about it, man. All they do is consume sex on social media. That's all
the problem.
It is. People
that's
are just
what
selling
I
sex. Sex,
is it,
sex,
is
sex,
it,
sex.
Is social media not the problem?
Nah, guys. I mean, social media. When we were kids, we had Hustler magazine. There were porn magazines.
That wasn't easily accessible.
I'm a cassette.
Dude, you can go on your phone right now. You can go on your phone now. You watch Uncle Waffle's video. She's selling sex. Yeah. Come on now.
Why? TikTok. Okay, connect
you,
that
you go
to me
there, you see C and Bougie saying, I'm getting charged for 50K a week. Come on now.
Exactly. TikTok
connect that.
Just...
Connect. Bro, in high school, when we were in high school, there were kids who were fucking on the school grounds, on the school premises.
Yeah, you'd
just
hear that.
After, like, emva kwama embankments angithi ifield ayinyuka phansi kunehlahla ngale ngasemafensini. They were fucking in the change rooms by the field. Steve fucked by the stairs. Everybody knows.
How often?
Umpum and Nigel High got fucked by the stairs. My friend told me. Konumpumi was a Nigel High. Konumpumi was a Nigel High. I won't say what year. We know. Guy, but nigga won't put my boy in Nigel in number one. But like,
but you sound so sad. It sounded like you missed out because you're not part of the action. The way you're speaking, because like niggas were getting some, I wasn't.
Everybody at first, the woman was like, yo, people really loved her. Like she was hot.
Yeah,
you know. But like it happened. So what I'm trying to say is the kids are not having more sex than our cooler peers were. Because I wasn't having sex in high school, but the cool guys who had the minerals of getting a girl to drop her panties in high school, they were doing it, you know what I mean? But we're not having as many pregnancies. Let's be honest, guys. Nati, bebaphephana abantu high school in our... Aya, you see, you're nodding. People were fucking, bro, in high school.
Well, I had a kid.
But that's, the pregnancy wasn't like...
That, you made someone pregnant in high school.
Primary school, what do you mean?
Primary.
It was during the inter-house, you know, when everybody was running. Long data.
He was running to the pussy. How did you escape that? A teenage pregnancy.
How do you ensure that you don't fall pregnant?
No, how did she escape it? Because actually, she was in high school last week.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You were like high school. You're in high school now.
I do not believe in peer pressure. I believe that each person makes their own choices. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I would.
She's on that. Never got invited to parties. She won't give you that
I
one.
So you, as a person who was recently in high school, what's the conversation with your high school boyfriend around sex and condomizing?
I did not have a boyfriend who was in the same school as me. He was in college when I was in high school. So no, we wouldn't talk about such. We would.
And how old were you?
You wouldn't talk about it?
We would talk about it, but not in a manner of a high schooler or at high school. Uspanban is doing it, so I would like to do it. Hence, I'm saying I do not believe in peer pressure. I believed that if you were willing, you'll wait until I was done with school.
Oh, was that your situation? He had to wait?
Yes, he had
to
wait.
Okay.
So
you
were done?
Yeah. That was the agreement. That was the deal.
And then your peers?
Wow. Beautiful.
What did you notice?
Obviously, each grade, there would be a minimum of two girls pregnant. The first time I saw a person pregnant, I was in grade 8 and I was 14.
Uh-huh.
And she was in the same grade as mine.
Ah!
And there was still more, you know, in the school. So it's a norm. It's something you get used to. Whether you're in a government school or a multiracial school or even a private school, it's a norm.
What school were you in?
I was in... Okay, Wurschko Eitzig. It's a multiracial school, public
school.
Wurschko? Eitzig. It's in
Eitzig.
Yes.
Eitzig.
Yeah, so it's a norm. It's things that you see, and then you ask questions if you'd like to ask questions. But most of the time you're taught that it's none of your business. So you pretend as if it's normal. You pretend as if it's okay. When you hear Spanban lost their virginity, it does happen, but it's normal. It's part of life. Mm. My question is, through that 91, is it consensual? Because
that's
there are certain people who do get raped, and then from rape, they start becoming sexually active. And then there are those
Hold on, so they're not impregnated by the rape, but you'd say the rape is the reason they...
Yes, it was a key. And then there are those who have been raped multiple times by people and they ended up falling pregnant. And also from that 91, it's also about money, as you said, Bo, Sai and Bougie with the 50K. How is it at home? What type of... I could say environment are you in for you to be... Some people trap with babies. So what pushed you to trap with the baby? Yes, we are very woke. So there's many ways to relate or translate the story.
Wait, now, when you say trap, you mean this is would be a girl in high school trapping a guy with a baby.
Yeah. Yes, if I find interest in Saul and I know that he works in Kaya FM, any girl turns 21. Today there's a girl who's turning 21. She's hotter than I am, most definitely. Next year there'll be a girl who's turning 21.
And Saul is a bag.
What's
right
stopping
now?
Me from falling pregnant?
This is you at 15 saying that.
Yes,
a 15-year-old can think like that.
What's stopping me? You know, environment will force you to
big nyash. He's a catch.
Environment will force you to be mature. Environment will force you to see things that people wouldn't think you need to see
I
at that age.
Yeah.
So there are people with different mindsets, with different understandings. Others have it as a way of entertainment. Some do it to keep the relationship, the break people but the 10-minute convo. Maybe baby Obone is some other grade 8 and she's like, okay, I'm going to give it to him. So that he could focus on me and not her. So there's many ways to translate it, I guess.
Sure. Hectic, eh?
So would we say that it's almost like these kids' innocence has been killed?
Oh, definitely.
Social media.
Social media.
Let's not delegate responsibility to and I'm not talking about those obviously who are in situations that are weird, like rape and sad and stuff. You know, but let's not delegate responsibility to social media, guys. Mm. It's social media Aish, which don't condomize. They'll show booty, they'll show everything, but you're not condomizing after all the messages you hear from your parents, which you should when you're in high school, to TV.
But so they're also not saying condomize.
To the adverts. Who's not saying condomize?
The same people that don't say don't condomize.
Who's saying don't condomize?
Man, see, this thing of being a genius is it's too much.
I can't speak lost in your own thoughts.
I can't speak to you, mere mortals.
Guys, there's nothing wrong with social media, man. Hey, bro, it's like this thing where they used to
so
say
if your child
hip-hop music.
Your daughter now asked you to for a phone and wants a TikTok, would you allow it?
Let me break it down to you, right?
Break it down.
Before social media,
yes.
The only influence, like she was saying, that she doesn't succumb to peer pressure.
Yeah.
The only peer pressure you had was from your peers, which you saw live jive at school and whatever. Right now, the pressure comes from the phone, bro. And it's not even just your peers, it's the whole world.
The whole world.
Okay. That's why these girls feel pressure to change their bodies. Sian is 21, she's changing her body. At 21! I should have done that when I was 21 so I can make, what did Nessie C say? Gag.
Aiming for your tonsils.
Yeah.
When you make a gag, you're aiming for your tonsils.
Yeah. I should enlarge my dick when I was 21, so I can aim for the tonsils.
What makes it longer?
Yeah.
Short.
No long. No longer, so I can aim for the tonsils.
You don't get to the tonsils.
No, at 21. I said at 21.
Now you get to the tonsils.
It depends which ones.
It is even us fat girls who don't have necks.
With a lot of neck.
No neck.
A lot of neck.
Hey, what's he doing?
Anyway, Kosani, what's been happening, man? What's been happening? What's been going on?
No, guys. Actually, you know what? When you're talking about this whole pregnancy stuff, so you remember Natasha Tahani? They broke up with what is it? Thembi Nkosi.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. So now she's a single mother.
Damn.
You know? It's like she's part of the statistic now. You know? Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing, Aya? Why are you laughing?
But are we shocked? We all saw that was never going to last, man.
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on. It's celebrity relationships, you know? Like, but I mean, they didn't even really let us in into their relationship. Number one, did they even confirm? You know, we all know they were dating because of we made it out, Instagram, whatever. They were together by the beach, but it's like, whatever, man.
Yeah, man. Shit, she's a single mother now.
You want to go in? I'm asking.
Nah.
You also want to do a hit and run? Mbe, to balay. Motherfucker. She'll call her aunt on you, bro.
Bro, you've been on the phone the whole day and there's no Wi-Fi.
Eh?
You've been on the phone the whole day and there's no Wi-Fi. What
not
are you
the
doing?
Whole day. Earlier I was
the whole show.
No,
whole
earlier
show.
I was checking the thingy. You know why? Because the emails had that girl's name. So I'm going there. Now I'm going to our prep to see what's going on. Because once you've downloaded something, you can still download it again. It's in the memory.
Oh.
That's what I'm going on.
Oh,
bro, when you see me here, it's for here. It's for what we're doing. Don't even bother about it.
Oh,
it's for what we're doing on the show.
Did you find anything in the prep that you like?
No, I was still going. I was talking about Lodge. I was talking actually about Lodge. While
actually, on
browsing.
Soccer. Since we're on soccer now, Lodge.
Oh, yeah, I'm seeing something there.
Oh, Andy Limpisan. Did you see him play?
I saw that. Shame, man. That league, it wasn't a league game, actually. It was the Kaizer Chiefs game, right?
Yeah.
Makufe Cup. It's becoming a whole joke. But at the same time, he's legal. He's registered as a player. Why can't he?
Yeah.
That's the thing. If you own the team, you can do as you please. Me, as fat as I am, if I own a team, or yeah, even if I don't, but if Chiefs registers me as a player today, and he's not breaking any rule, so let the man live.
And his mom came for his defense, you know. So what's he? No, my son, you know, he trains every day. You know, there was an article that she's just defending her son, Umam Khize, saying, yeah. You know.
But what are they attacking him based on? That's the thing.
Eh?
What are they attacking him based on?
No, because, you know, he doesn't look physically, you know.
But he's qualified. The rules don't say to play in the PSL. The rules say you need to be registered under a team to play. They don't say there's no weight limit. Benny was playing and he was fat for Orlando Pirates, Benny McCarthy. The rules don't say, they just say you need to be registered and you can be fielded as a player.
And I guess obviously people just like to hate on the fact that, you know, it's his own team. So it's like,
he did he substitute himself?
No.
Now he went in before, like when the game was going towards
The end.
Ending, and They were leading like 1-0,
and it became a captain so that he can lift
for
up the cup
to lift the trophy.
Hey, money can buy you stuff, dog.
Exactly,
money, bro.
Exactly.
Money.
That's why people, I think, we're just money. All jealous, you know, gashigashi. We're just jealous of Andil.
Like, think about it. If you were a billionaire, or your mom was a billionaire, and you have always wanted to play in the NBA, and you own an NBA team, and you enter. Guess what? Nobody can really shit on you. They can, but it's not validated by anything that's concrete.
Who has more trauma, Sian Buji or this guy, Andil?
Sian Buji, bro.
Sian Buji.
Andil is fucked, bro.
Sandile never needed to get paid 50K a week for a relationship and have a person have their way with them.
Okay, when he's 30, what do you think he's going to live for?
When he's 30?
Yeah, he would have done everything, bro.
Yeah, but maybe, come on, that's...
No.
You see, maybe that's your motivation, experiences of life.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Maybe not him. We spoke to a thingy, that's her thingy, Rob Herself, earlier on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was born into a super rich family. Yeah. He still found meaning as he got older,
exactly.
Even though by 30, he probably traveled the world, had done things.
Yeah,
he
his meaning
new
now.
Hobbies.
His meaning now is to give back to people. Andile is not going to be trying to do that.
You know? No, but you get to that point as a kid of a rich, of a billionaire, by experiencing everything and then realizing that, shit, if my life meaning is based around doing things, then it's meaningless. Then you find a deeper meaning, like giving back. So you probably will get to a point where he actually wants to give back.
Are you hearing yourself? These guys, they wishful thinking.
How old is Andile, bro? He's a kid.
21.
Yeah, 21. He's the same age as
I am. So you can't do this thing till he's 40. At some point, it's like you. What you did 20 years ago with R500,000 in your account, right?
Exactly.
It's different to what you do today with R500,000 in your account,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
The choice of things you purchase, things you prioritize, just based on growing up.
Yeah.
You'll grow up just by virtue of age and growing up.
Who's so cool?
I don't think you'll be... The problem with not having that shit on your 20 is you're buying a GTI at 45.
Yeah.
Right? You've seen that shit happen.
Yeah.
That was awkward. You know what I mean? So he's... done that, you'll grow up. I hope.
Did you see his baby
but
Fat mama?
Fat Checker agreed with me. Why did you agree with me that Andile will have more trauma than Cyan?
Yes, it doesn't make sense.
I feel as if he's given everything on a silver platter. So he's never been given the opportunity to grow and learn the field. I mean, compared to Petrus Motsepe's sons, you could tell by the type of lifestyle that he chooses to live. I mean, I'm also 21, but I feel as if I'm not rich. But I feel as if I would have made better choices. I wouldn't impregnate two women who are older than me. These are just my personal opinions, by the way.
Would you impregnate two women? Wait, would you impregnate two women younger than you?
Pardon?
So why is older than him a thing?
I feel as if he's put himself in a position of being given everything easy.
What if it was a wise decision for him to impregnate girls that were older instead of impregnating girls in their teens who are 15 and 14? Would that be better?
What's wise in that?
Because those who are older can take better care of your kids than a 14, not a 14, that'd be statutory rape, than a 20-year-old.
What guarantee is there?
Because who's Taylor already as a kid? On a match fitness, like, of raising a kid, on experience.
Yes, raising, but pocket-wise, it's coming from the parents, right? He can't pay for maintenance. It's his parents who are paying for it. And Mom Kize is only going to live in this world for a specific period of time, right? And then when God forbid, Bongani Fase blew 20 million, what's stopping him from doing the same?
Blue or sniff?
What's stopping? He didn't eat. He inhaled.
It's like vacuum versus blow dryer. You know? Two different devices.
He hasn't been groomed. What stops him from making a bad business choice? What stops him from putting the money in a bad investment?
You know what Rob Persif said today? Sorry to cut you, my love. Mm-hmm. You know what Rob... I'm getting used to you, my love.
Hey, sorry to cut you, my love. Sounds like Jeffrey Dahmer there. Hey. Sorry to cut you, my love.
He says it takes 10 years... This is Rob Herzog, ne? Billionaire. It takes 10 years to build a business, 6 months to destroy it.
Yeah.
Continue, as you were, my love.
Yeah, 6 months. What's stopping him from actually making the bad decisions? I mean, currently, Petrus also has a son who's around our age, who's not flashing the money, and I can bet that his father might even have more, who's not doing all these crazy things. And if you are to look at the sons, all three of them, they placed in positions with CEOs. Mm. They're learning after their father. I have more faith in them than I do in Andile.
Andile has a whole team in the PSL that is a chairman.
How did the team get onto the PSL?
Does it matter? But this is what has happened with other
it
teams.
Does.
What,
they buy statuses from teams.
They're shortcuts.
Yes, you buy the status. His mom did it, right? What's stopping him from thinking that he's making that choice and then makes a bad business choice? Not that I wish him bad.
I understand what she's saying, and I'm with you, my love. He's never been in the trenches.
Yes. That's what I'm saying.
Patrice's kids never been in the trenches.
They are in the trenches right now, she just said.
How are they in the trenches?
They've been groomed by other CEOs.
Currently, I mean, Petrus has given Sundowns to one of his sons. He is, you see, he's there. He's learning the field. Instead of being on the field, running.
You have a problem with his flamboyance, but what Patrice has done is exactly what Mom Kiz has done.
Exactly.
Give the team to your kid.
Yes.
But teach him
how to pull the ropes. He's just more flamboyant.
Teach him how to pull.
He's just flamboyant.
Okay, let me keep checking out her Instagram.
No, my love, I'm with you.
I know her.
Just call if you need backup. Just call if you need backup. I think you might be a genius like me.
I'll come. I'm coming to Paulum Palace's bag. I'll come on Gilly Poop, Palaur Gilly P. I'm not accessing up to I'm confused. The fuck call you genius? I'll come on right to Palaur left.
Ah.
My boo, guys. Look, I get it. Just that if you want to say, you must have substantial. Look, if you want to say he's flamboyant and he's blowing money, of course, that's not a good thing, right? For anyone, no matter how rich you are. But we can't say he's running the team to the ground when it's doing okay. In the PSL, it's doing okay. They just won a trophy. They just beat Chiefs, you know?
But also, he's 21. What else must he do? He's 21. What else must he do?
Learn.
How? And he's
Mesh doesn't understand this vibe.
No.
Give her the mic and then use Ghosty's mic. Use Ghosty's mic. You haven't been understanding what she's saying, right?
No, it doesn't make sense. You can't compare people's lives.
No, I'm not saying he should go to school. Everything you develop it from a skill, right? And you need a skill for a certain thing, right? Playing soccer, okay, yes, it's fun. Riding all these, I don't know the type of cars he drives, but your G63s and etc. and your Ferraris and Aston Martin, it's not going to bring essence to you. I mean, these things come, they go.
Bring ass.
I mean, they do bring ass.
It's going to bring ass. It's going to bring ass with sense.
Yes, it brought ass with sense. Yes, it did. Bring,
come on, they fam. Like you know. It's going to bring something. Who says he wants essence? The problem is you assume he wants essence.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, why doesn't he learn how to build what his mother has already built? Learn how to extend it.
Maintain
Make sure
it.
That when your mother leaves.
And this is how kids kill generational wealth.
Sustain so it, build it, and make it bigger.
Valid.
Instead of one soccer team, why not build stadiums?
Oh,
why not take it overseas?
My love.
You're currently running on a field. You're running after a ball.
Guys, it's easy.
What essence does that have?
Kids building stadiums. Like, it's easy, guys, just speak.
Yes.
And that sounds what you're saying during the day. Right. Like, come on, guys.
Can I say something?
It's easy.
Can I say something? Some of us are analytical, which is, I believe, is Patrice's son. And some of us are creative, which I believe is Mamkiza's son. So when I feel like you...
Wait, Andy Lepisan is creative.
Yeah,
he's like you.
He's using his creative son.
He's more of a... No. I get what you mean. Patrice's kids love being in suits, maybe. Or maybe they don't even love being in suits. Maybe they're forced. Okay, let me ask you one thing. What if Andy Lepisan is happier than Patrice's kids? Isn't that what we all always preach and say, talk about happiness? What if those kids hate being in suits? Yeah. What if one of them wants to be a skateboarder, but he's in a suit?
I don't want to be groomed by a
Instead, he's in a board meeting.
Yeah. I mean, when you're 40, you can start skateboarding.
My girl. Oh.
Put any mic.
But I understand you, Checker. I do understand.
I get where you're going, though.
I get where you're going.
But I just think we can't be that judgmental on people and the shit they decide to do.
No, but bro,
and
you
we can't. We can, but we can't say he's doomed.
Yeah.
We can't
but
say.
But also, Fat Checker, he's young, bro. He's 21. What is he meant
he's
to do?
Kid.
Come on, he's a kid.
Look, he's 21.
This is a time to fuck bitches, drive all the cars. You'll see all that adult like shit after 30. Eh?
And then?
You are here.
You're
not the same. Also 21. Oh, I thought you said you were here. Like,
so
him.
Yeah. Wait. Let's turn on your mic. Hold on. Let's turn your mic. You're saying?
I'm also 21, but I'm here.
Doing one.
I know. I'm here. Pardon?
Doing one.
I'm trying to get...
Waiting for Wi-Fi to come back.
Waiting for Wi-Fi.
Your problem is you're an old soul. You're an old soul.
Yeah.
Don't be in a rush to grow up.
Yes.
Enjoy your youthness. Get pregnant. Yes. Abortions.
No,
all that stuff.
No abortion. No.
Get it out the way.
Okay, we're not getting her. Explain, bro. You get her.
She's the type of girl when she's 40, she's like, oh, I've never had a threesome.
Yes.
And she's married.
And you're she's not, telling the other sound guy from podcast. That, the other sound guy from podcast and chill. You know, and like, you've never. Like, yeah. And my husband, he's not been answering my calls for 3 days now. And then you become that old man in a GTI.
And then she's got an RCA, he's got an input.
No.
Hey. What the fuck?
Hey.
Hey, it's that time. I usually run out of puns by this time, man. I'm depleted.
Hey, he didn't smoke weed today, man. She's a Kulum. Kulum on part.
Oh, he's sober.
He's sober today, yeah. He's contributing.
I just say something to you, nah? I am in my late 20s, right? And you in your early 20s. And I believe I'm living a tailor-made life.
Like Mac G.
No, tailor-made life is like, what's tailor-made life?
Tailor-made is my choices. I'm doing what I want. Yeah.
Beautiful.
My parents said, go to school. I said, no, I don't want to go to school.
Oh, beautiful.
This is why, and it's working out for me. So when are you coming with the mentality of, my father's a preacher, I must also be a preacher? And that it doesn't work like that. You're not going to be... That's what you're saying about
Patrice's kids.
Yeah. Your father's a billionaire, the CEO. He's being groomed
by... They could be frustrated.
What if they don't want to do that?
Yeah, and they're doing it. And we think they're a model example.
He has Andile doing everything he wants. He's doing music. He's playing soccer. He's happy. He looks happy.
He does.
He really does, bro.
He does.
Like,
he's enjoying his life.
Please come correct with that. Like,
yes, I understand what you're saying. Happiness comes first, right? And there's no better time to make your mistakes than now. Right?
Yeah.
There's no better time to explore than now.
Yeah.
You can do that, but without leaving the essence. I mean, I live a triple life or more. You get me? I'm a school student. I'm an employee. I still have time to go clubbing. I still have time for those threesomes that they're talking about.
Hey. Yeah. Okay, the show is starting. The show now started. Now the show starts.
It's just an example.
Hold on. All right. Tell us. Well,
we need to fact check this one.
Okay, your first threesome, right?
Okay, no, I'm not gonna answer to that.
Yeah, no, don't, my love.
That's not a question.
You're still young.
It's not a question. I didn't ask a question. Hectic.
No, I'm not answering. But anyway, what I'm trying to say is that through it all, I still understand that there's more to what's happening now. There's still a tomorrow to think about. My father is not a preacher. My dad is an engineer. I'm not following his ways. I went to university because of my own plans. You get me? And I feel like they correlate with what I want to do. You can't be a creative like what you're doing currently, but just still putting in essence to your craft. You being here every day, taking videos on time, editing, you're building to something.
Yeah.
Who knows, maybe you might be the next production company in Hollywood or something.
Yeah.
Or maybe you might be the person to bring Hollywood to South Africa.
Oh.
Who knows?
Preach,
but
girl.
It doesn't mean ukuthi every day fanele uvuke ngehabli nehenes ulale ngayo. You get me?
But so Andile,
Hennessy out here catching strays
for nothing.
Ayas defending his Hennessy out here catching.
But are we assuming that Andile uvuka ngehabli?
And we don't know. His
I'm not
no,
assuming.
Let's not go back to Andile. We passed that.
Yeah, Andile is
crazy. I'm not assuming because I don't know what's happening behind the doors.
Yeah,
but what I'm trying to say is, do what you wanna do. Do you, boo?
Yes.
But focus.
Yes.
You know, at some point, you gotta be straight.
I totally agree with that.
Yeah, she's right.
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
She's right in her own right, but who said?
Hey, wait, drop. Wait, rewind that back.
Yeah.
Drop that again.
All right, in your own right. Who said Andile's not focused?
I didn't say he's not focused. I'm just saying that currently he could be trying to spend more time, you know, trying to learn the ways, connecting in other ways, than just to be on the... I feel as if currently we know Andile for trying to be a musician. I don't know how did that work out for him, but the fact that he's on the field, I mean, it means that it didn't work out. He tried... It's a personal opinion. It's just a personal opinion. He has tried a lot of things that his mother has ventured into. When will it be time for us to be introduced to something that Andile brought up by Andile?
He's 21.
Guys,
I am 21. No.
Nasty C is making chicks gag.
And
at 21.
Nasty C started at 21 too, or younger, with your Hell No and Juice Bags.
Yeah, and he's focused. He's focused. He's got NFTs. He's got property. He's got investments.
I am sitting.
Andy Pisan has got investments and property. Oh.
His mother, come on.
We don't know, probably in his name. Too.
I get you, my love.
But I feel get as you. If can we
but also,
know him?
Let's
know
not him, drag him.
I'm not dragging to him. It's just a personal opinion. He still has room to grow. We all do. Who knows? Maybe
bro,
next week.
Bro, us, bro. We were fucking around in our 20s at Y and stuff. But fair we still enough. Had time to focus on our craft and... harness that.
Fair, yes, true.
In as much as we were fucking around. That's what she's saying. She's saying yes. It can't all just be, it needs to be balanced.
Yeah, it can't all just be rockstar life.
Yeah.
Behind the rockstar life, there's some organization which are people like Andy the probably also have.
Because I remember during the week, I'd be so honed in on my craft, reading about how it's done and, you know, watching things and learning whatever.
And learning, yeah.
And then weekends, when you?
Yeah, rock star.
Yeah, you understand?
So, yeah.
But then Monday, it's back to.
Pretty much like a guy with a 9-to-5.
You understand?
But it rock star.
That's what she's saying.
So fair enough.
It can't be one sided. Because then when you're 30, what do you have? Mm. You know?
Fair enough. So was it two girls, one guy? What's the... No, just answer that. Like, which one is your favorite? Hey. Two girls or two guys? Yeah. What's your favorite? Two guys
it
or
one
girl?
It was just an example. It was just an example. It was just an example.
It was an example.
It was...
For instance sake, which one would it be though?
Yeah, if you were to partake then or engage.
I'd prefer females.
Nah.
Two yeah, females.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's the one.
That's the one. Yeah, we agree.
Before we get out of here, man, big shout out to Big Hash. He's made it into FIFA 23.
Hey, for yes, real. Shout out to Big Hash. Hash on the soundtrack.
Soundtrack lineup, yeah.
Oh, shout out to Big Hash.
You know Big Hash?
I know Big Hash. She was the one who was dissing.
She.
Did I say she?
Yeah.
No, that light skinned boy from Pretoria. I know Big Hash, man. I know Big Hash.
Running round in circles, making.
Does he have hits, though?
Yo, fucked up. He's got one with 10.
Why is he not big, trees? Like Aries big?
Hey, man.
Oh, so that's not his time yet. Almost like Ulan Duza, he's got amazing music. Touch Lines, something similar like that, right? Mm. Got their following, got their fans steadily growing with amazing music. Mm. But just not like Svalunyaga hits.
Man, it's so crazy. Me and my woman are hooked on Rings of Power.
Oh, yeah.
And every time I watch it when she's not there, she gets mad, dog.
Shit.
Yeah.
Who's her favorite character? Like, who's she like?
She's indecided because she likes the lady, man. What's the lady?
Galadriel.
Lady's name? Yes.
Love Galadriel.
Yes,
man.
Yes. She likes her a lot.
I've noticed one thing. I don't know if it's like, because I normally watch on my TV, right? But I was watching on the laptop, and there's one feature that I like when you pause or you hover the mic to the left. What it does is on that particular scene, I don't know, maybe this sounds stupid, maybe you guys have known this, it then shows all the characters and then it gives you a synopsis of a background
of
what they're talking about. It's the fucking coolest, especially for shows like Rings of Power. There's so many characters and so many places. There's not the Middle East, what do they call the Mid East? There's so many lands and realms, right? Hence like the rings and stuff, and there's so many characters. It's the coolest thing ever.
Yeah,
like, and you just pause, hover the mic to the left, it'll then give you a little thing of what they're talking about, the background, and give you all the actors and their names.
I think it's just it's a feature on Prime Video.
For all shows.
Yes.
Because I don't always watch on my TV, so I never watch on my laptop, and I realize, and I'm like, oh, fuck, what a great experience.
Yeah.
Especially because there's so many places to keep up with, you know, the islands, the characters. It's brilliant.
And you, Ghost Lady, where you at with Rings of Power?
I'm at actually the latest episode where there's a whole fight. I don't know if you're there as well.
No, I have to wait for my woman so we can watch it together.
Oh, okay. Otherwise, okay. All right.
The dog box.
And remember, Saul, you mentioned about the orcs and one of the characters there with the South African accent. I actually heard.
You heard it?
Yes, I heard it.
One of the motherfuckers got a South African accent. I was like,
Yes.
Hey, man. Hey, Vikas. Oh, what the hey? Man, you know, right?
Lord.
You heard it?
Yes. Because exactly. I was so curious. Yeah.
Man. Make sure you check it out. Rings of Power on Prime Video. Oh, yeah, man. I wanted to do something, but we ran out of time because we've been talking about
Andy.
How do we run out of time? How do you run out of time?
Because it's an hour now. It's an hour now.
Oh.
Hard, but
man,
you know what I wanted to do?
Let's do that thing.
Who's got girlfriends here?
Mesh.
Mesh's got a girlfriend. Who else?
Tibla.
Tibla.
Tuso's got a girlfriend.
Tuso, eh?
Yeah, he's part of Maligant.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm not Maligant, but he's got
guys,
a girlfriend, yes.
How loyal do you think your girlfriends are?
Yo.
Very loyal.
Okay,
all of them.
Unao perile intin. He's like,
heads up if you think your girlfriend is loyal. Yeah, all right, let's call them. So let's call them and mack on them. Me and you will mack on them and see if they will.
Dope.
Let's do that. Let's do that.
Bro, give us you don't trust your girl.
No, I don't.
Ah, come on.
Hold on, fam.
Hey.
Yo, I want to hit it. Yo.
Podcast. Come on. Hey.
Oh, you know what? We know what the problem is. You know what the problem is? He is scared to give out a number in case the other girl is watching and is expecting her phone to ring.
Okay, let's start with Tibla. Tibla, give us a number.
Tibla, come. Give us a number of your girl.
Where's my phone?
Give us a number of your girl, Tibla.
Oh, did I lose my phone?
You want to give me the number on my phone? Okay, brilliant. Even better.
Yeah.
Okay. Put it in.
Mary, you will know.
So you met her.
Umesh is because until he was, it was at his gig. At the toilet, so initially, wafuna. So now it's like, man,
there's
finally
a number.
It's you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Finally, oh. Good evening, Yifa. Good evening, Yifa.
Yeah, okay, here we go.
Mesh. Mufuna, we're in a van. You got it?
All right, so you rocking, eh? You
rocking. That's Tibla's girl.
Yeah,
what's
your
name, bro? Who? Suena.
Suela.
Suela, okay.
Hello.
Yo, hey, Suela.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, and you?
I'm good. He's speaking to Saul. Solomzi, actually.
Who?
Solomzi.
I don't know you. Who?
Solomzi.
From what?
Solomzi Penduga from Podcast and Chill. What's up?
Oh, Saul.
You good?
Yeah.
Listen, like, yo, I don't normally do this, man. It's just that... You know, Tibla, when he speaks about you and the way he described you sometimes, and please don't, like, before I continue, I need you to promise you're not going to tell him we had this call.
Yeah, I won't tell him.
Yeah, man. Like, I mean, I saw a picture of you on his phone, and look, I love Tibla. He's my young boy, but I think I'm captured by you, man. Like, I saw your eyes, and I'm like... Now I'm going to tell him I'm Suela. And I'm Funuela. Like, I'm serious. Like, please don't tell him, man. Like, Tibla's like my younger brother, you know? But the heart wants what it wants.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, I can't.
Can I switch to video call now? I really just want to see just your face move, because I've just been seeing just pictures of you, and you're amazing, man. Like, and even the way he just talks about you, you know, yeah, blame him for telling me so much about you, but I feel like I know you already. Can we at least just, you know, where do you stay?
In Parktown.
Yeah, I'm like 10 minutes from Parktown and I've got a gig tonight. Can we just go together? Nothing has to happen. We'll just, I'll play and then we'll chill, have a bottle or two and just chat.
No, I can't. Not without Kevin. I can't. I'm sorry.
Nah, you're a good woman. Tibbler's luck is a lucky guy.
Thank you.
Yeah! Yeah! You're live on the podcast!
Hey, Uwile! Hey, what you feel? Hey, you feel the pendulum? It's Uwile! Well done.
Oh, you gotta keep her, man. You gotta keep her, bro.
You gotta keep her, bro. Swella, hey Swella, you laugh on the podcast, hey?
Why are you doing that, man?
Were you tempted at any time? Because I heard the way you said, "Oh, so Lomzi, yes."
No, I wasn't gonna do it.
Ah, shout out!
You love Tibbler, don't you?
I love him.
He's here. Anything you want to say to him?
No, I'll call him.
Does he reach the tonsils?
Or when he tries, it's a joke. It's a gag. Imagine you're trying to get a girl, she looks in your eyes and laughs with your dick inside of her.
All right, next. Mesh! Let's go, Mesh! Let's go! Let me rock this one.
I'm prepared, hey!
I'm textiling, eh?
I'm prepared!
Oh, yeah, there's no network, remember? Yes. Bring. No, I'm calling with my, not WhatsApp.
Oh, you calling with?
Yeah, my number.
Oh, with, okay, great.
Yeah.
Hey, it's in WhatsApp. I'm preparing.
Okay. Lerato. Okay. He's a color magic.
Hey. What's your name?
Lerato.
Okay, you're on, yeah?
Yeah, I'm on.
How's my game?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, Lerato, how are you?
Hi.
Good, man. It's Mac G here from Podcast in Chilukren.
Oh, yes.
All right, sweetie.
Absolutely.
When's on Munch? What's happening there?
Hey,
man. You know, the other day, Mesh showed me a picture and I was like, oh, my goodness. I think I found my wife. Oh, my goodness. So what are you saying, man?
What's happening?
Eh?
What are you saying? I'm not that girl.
Can I see you like this weekend, Wednesday, this weekend?
No.
Why not?
Why must you see me?
I've got a rider. I know Mesh likes riders, don't you as well?
You know what? One thing I realized, I don't want to be part of Mesh's work. I want to give him space.
Yeah, but this isn't about Mesh's work. I want to work on you.
Hi, that will never happen.
Have you seen me? Have you seen me?
And what?
Have you seen me? Do you know what I look like? Have you seen me?
No, I know, but I'm just not interested. I'm interested in Mesh. That's it.
You're telling me you don't want a piece of this?
I don't. I'm far from that. I don't even think about that.
You don't want a vendor nigga?
Never that.
Hey, I know I tried. Hey, Lerato, you live on the podcast.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, she wasn't having a day. Hey, she wasn't having it from the get-go.
From the jump. All I want is just Mesh. It's like she's a baby. Just it's Mesh only. Okay. Fucking no.
My goodness.
Shout out to you, Lerato. You're a keeper, man. We're just playing around, all right?
Okay.
Sharp.
Yeah.
Let's go, Tuso.
Let's go, Tuso.
Yeah?
Yeah, aye.
I'm single, Jay.
Aye, Mo! Aye, Mo! We know your woman. We know your woman, Aya. We know your woman's name, Aya. Come on, bro.
Are you afraid? He's afraid. Tuso, number. Give us a number. Eh? Tuso, bring the number.
Yeah, it's Pierre also.
Yeah, and we never initiated Tuso.
We've never officially welcomed you as a
Tuso is our driver, by the way.
Mama Wawa. Mama Wawa.
Yeah, you rocking, eh?
Mama Wawa. Yeah.
No, Aya.
You can Mac, bro. You can Mac.
I met with my face.
You met? Oh, yeah. Aya's gone. She's like,
look at this.
Why did you call Malaka Joe? Because you saved us with a pet name.
Mary.
Mary. Mary, okay. Mary.
This is the answering service.
Tuso gave us that his other number. You know the one when he's lying to someone, he used to act like there was a message being sent, and then the other number, You gave us your other number.
How does his phone work?
Umeri.
Hey, what is she doing? And it's a...
This is the answering.
You'll ever be, you'll be outsider forever. I'm trying to initiate you here.
We're not going anywhere. We are not moving on with
this. Why are you singing? What happened to you and your girl?
Aya, where's your girl?
She'll know it's you're on the show. It won't happen.
Simpiwe.
Simpiwe
is single,
Tato. Your woman?
Aya, we're not continuing. We'll be here all night. It's fine.
Aya, what happened to your girl, dog? Your girl loves you. She's always all over you.
How?
Your girl loves you. She's always...
Anyway, it's time for some announcements, man. Oh, that was fun, man. Yo, man. Hey, but you niggas have good women. Hey, I'm proud of you niggas, man.
Yeah, nice one, man. Especially, especially Tibbler, man, because I went in hard.
Yeah.
She wasn't flinching, and she was like, no. Mm.
So
and
then
you for sure, we know she wasn't even like tipped prior with yay.
Yeah.
Shout out, man. That girl fucks with you big time.
Anyway, I need a drum roll, man. It's going down for the first time ever. Podcast and Chill is going to be in Bloemfontein. We coming out on the 9th of October at the Edge, Naval Hill. Tickets are available right now via web tickets. Just follow Podcast and Chill Events or Podcast with Mac G for details and tickets and venue. This one is definitely for the books. It's Podcast and Chill Network in partnership with Sunset Groove. It's my first time at Makufe. Can you imagine, bro?
Same here.
Yeah.
Never been to Makufe.
Yeah, man.
Oh, it's Makufe.
Yeah, it's Makufe weekend, right?
Shit, that is crazy.
Yeah. So we're going to be out there, man. Looking forward to that. Also, we've got a new show coming out, Sol.
Dope.
It's called Piano Unleashed. Are we going to be ready this week? Mesh? Oh, yeah. We're not going to be ready this week. Oh, yeah. Kanti, what's going on now?
He's going through a breakup. He just told us. He doesn't have a girlfriend anymore.
Okay, so it's not coming out this week, but look out for a new show that we're working on. It's called Piano Unleashed. First artist we got on stage is Dos.
Wow.
Oh, shit. For real.
Yeah.
So it's what is it?
It's like
obviously piano.
It's like, how do you explain the show, man? It's live performances
and a little interview with the guys,
like,
or
unplugged. Yeah, it's unplugged.
Oh, piano unplugged.
Piano unplugged.
So there's a band and shit. It's live.
That's actually a better name.
Piano Unplugged.
Instead of Piano Unleashed. Because I was playing on the words. You know my handle Mechie is Mechie Unleashed. Unleashed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's fine.
Piano Unleashed is fine, bro. Yeah. Unplugged is too overused.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
MTV Unplugged. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Blah, Unplugged. Vibrate Unplugged. Piano Unleashed is brilliant.
Vibrate Unplugged.
Vibrate Unplugged.
And shout out to
you don't
to
know
my-
that? Oh, yours is old as plug.
Mine lives and breathes.
Can you call it? Is it loyal?
Yes. Because that's a plug-in also, right?
Hey, what if you call him Naga and then Fact Checker?
He's never met Fact Checker, so he wouldn't know. Mm. Like, he wouldn't know the reference of
what if I saw you at
to.
Gym?
Yeah. How did she get the numbers?
Ah, well, fine. It doesn't matter. Come on, no?
Yeah.
Should we do it? Let's do it.
No, we need a better story, though. It
okay, let's work out the story.
Yeah,
let's
we need to get story. A story. So,
and we can't use my phone because he's got.
Where does he work?
Yeah, you can't say
no.
Where he works, man.
Hypo.
Then people,
yeah.
Someone said,
are they going to Google Naga?
He's a personal trainer.
Are they going to Google Naga company name?
Mm. Come on,
who's Naga? Naga's not
CIA's, his name. Bro.
But we need a story, though, that she can be like, hey, I'm the girl from the fifth floor at the office.
Yeah, we're using your phone, eh?
You know what I mean? Cool. We need, like, hey, I'm the girl from the eighth floor at the office. Like, oh, my.
9999.
Oh, okay.
Can you
You want the number, yeah? Ghosty, it is the 0781.
Oh. I want to hear this.
Oh, I've got the old one. Okay, let me go on our vacay group.
I want to hear this.
What, you go on vacation with him?
Where last did you guys go
okay,
to vacation?
Here we go. It's the 082 number, yeah? December.
Where?
New Year's Eve.
Where?
At my uncle's lodge, Irex.
Irex.
Yeah. You can't finesse him. Ah, come on.
You can't?
Come on, man, come on.
You can't?
Finesse him. Yeah.
Nah, you'll be fine. You can.
Aya will help you. He'll hold your hand.
Don't say, though, that you're from Podcast and Chill.
Yeah.
As soon as you say that.
So what's the story? What story are we going?
That's why we needed context. That's why I was asking.
I saw you at gym. Ghosty, help us. This is your man.
Okay. Does your man work in an office setup? The company, is it a big company or is it like a company that he owns with two offices only?
Oh, I got network.
Because if it's a big structure, you can just say, hey, I'm from work.
Okay, we'll use...
Because Naga is smart.
Number.
You know, he'll ask you, what company? Yeah. What do you mean
private
work?
Number.
Then you'll be like, you see.
Costa, give us a story.
Jim.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Give us a story,
okay,
Costa.
Okay, Uchima Pumnaka.
Hi, man. You want people...
Hi, bro. If you don't see virgin, we park. My first country, I go to Grand as a gym.
Yeah.
How people won't wait there saying we're looking for a guy who looks like a Naga when they don't have a reference. Hi, bro, guys, you're overthinking this thing.
Yeah. You know those call center people?
We can't hear you. Speak on the mic, please. We can't hear you.
Mate, we're trying to plan a story.
Yeah, let's plan it together. Speak on the mic.
You know, there are those random people who ask you if you'd like credit or sell you.
That's beautiful. I like that.
I'd say I heard his voice. And I thought I should steal the number from work. Mm.
Okay.
No. You know what, ne? Mm. Don't. That sounds like a lie. Call him as if you're selling something and then divert the conversation to somewhere else. Be like.
Yeah, to the voice.
Be like, actually, like.
Fuck this, what I'm selling.
Yeah, be like, maybe you're selling car insurance, right? Say you're selling car insurance?
No.
And I'm selling cars.
Yeah, and then you'll be like, I know you got an AMG. And then start to soften them up.
That's
like,
too long, though, man.
No, you're just selling car insurance. Hey, what's up? This is so and so and so from this insurance. We'll bleep it out.
Oh, yes. The gym one.
Yo, ish.
The gym one is straightforward.
The gym one,
yeah.
But what are you talking about?
At gym.
At reception.
She works at the reception.
Okay.
Something went wrong.
Thank you, Nyabonga Siri. Nyabonga Siri. Something went wrong because, like, uzobuza umnaka, hey, pichim. What if Naga says, I've got a.
You're overthinking it. Let's just go.
Watch.
Let's just go.
Watch what's going to happen. Let's go, please. Right. Watch.
Oh, you don't need the phone.
Now there's like a whole engine here, bro. Yeah.
What type of gym?
Virgin Active, no?
Yeah.
Virgin Active, okay.
Let's go.
Yeah. Midrand.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Is this Mr. Mnaga speaking?
Sorry?
Is this Mr. Mnaga speaking? Mr. is speaking. Hello, I am looking for a personal trainer. Am I speaking to one?
Personal trainer? No, I think you got the wrong number.
Pardon?
Wrong number.
Okay, even though it's a wrong number, I do understand. I'd like to know, sir, if you are available.
For what?
While listening to your voice, sir, it sounds like you're a very flattering man, and I'd like to know if you'll be available to hook up sometime. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, sir. Can I tell you what my name is?
Okay, what's your name?
My name is Sibusi Siwe, but you can call me Busi. And you are?
Sorry, who?
My name is Sibusi Siwe, but you can call me Busi. And you are?
Okay, you called me, you're supposed to know me.
Pardon?
You called me, you're supposed to know me.
Yes, I do understand that I called the wrong number, but after listening to that flattering voice, I thought that maybe I could meet up with you.
Who gave you my number?
Pardon?
Who gave you my number? Who's from the calling from?
I have a friend from the gym who gave me this number stating that I'll get a personal trainer.
Sorry?
I have a friend from the gym who works at Virgin Active who gave me this number stating that I could get a personal trainer.
From Virgin Active?
Yes. Hello?
Who gave you my number? I need it.
As I said, I got it from a friend. I'd like to know if you're married, sir.
Yeah, no, tell Kanye I am married, yeah.
I knew she'd fuck it up. I told you.
You can't say
hello. Is this some Naga speaking? Who uses some Naga? How can you? Is this some Naga speaking? Obviously, that's
part of why she killed us.
Number one, basic name. His name is not Naga.
Is a name we gave him for the podcast.
Okay, hi.
It's not his real name.
You can't say hello. Is this some Naga speaking?
But you guys didn't tell me. You guys just said,
is this some Naga?
Oh, man.
I just knew from there that this is gone. It's dead.
Hey, she was terrible. Mnaga, how are you, Mnaga?
Hey. Mnaga.
Is he gone? Mnaga?
No, I'm good.
Good, man. She was terrible.
Don't worry, Tao. Watch the show. You'll get it, bro.
We tried. It didn't work.
All right, shop, Mnaga.
All right, shop.
I can't believe we...
I tell Kanye I'm married.
I can't believe we missed the most important step. Like, Mnaga, he would know. It's a dead giveaway.
Yes.
That's a podcast.
We didn't think we were going to call him Mnaga.
That was funny. As soon as he said Mnaga,
everyone was like, Mnaga.
Hey, Mpukani Mike. Any
last thing you want to say, man?
Nah, people must leave Tuso Mbedu alone with her accent. So I think she was like on live or whatever, and people like she's got a fake American accent, but she lives in America, doesn't she?
Man, people must leave Tuso Mbedu, period. That girl's amazing, man.
Fuck, exactly.
Yeah, outdated for it couple vibes.
To some people. Yes. But John Boyega, it looks like they got something going on. Also on Woman King.
Oh, dope.
John Boyega, yeah. So, yeah, leave to somebody alone, guys. How do you know it's a fake accent, number one?
Nah, man. It's just social media people being social media people.
Actually, fucking hell, yeah.
Anyway, shout out to our new patrons, Critic05, Ledile Setosam, Duku Beka, Pasaleng Nobile Mazibuko, Just Lift, King Mleke. Gulian Drumlord, Sbonge, Masabelo Dlamini, Ntsako Baloi, Kilian Malumi, Sapule, Kahiso, Hotelele, Eunice Malebela, Nomsa Mahale, and it goes on and on. We appreciate your support.
Shout out, man. That's a lot shout of people. Wow. Guys. We brilliant. Shout out. Man.
And big shout out to my lawyer. She's been going through a lot of agreements now because you know I'm releasing an EP.
Can't you? It's the same lawyer.
Yeah, Tanya. Yes. Let me shout out to
what's
Tanya.
What's she going through?
She's going through like my contracts for publishing, distribution.
Who's doing publishing?
Publishing.
Big Fun Music.
Sony.
Oh, Sony MTP or something. Yes. What is it called? ATV.
Yes.
Sony ATV.
And then Electromode ATV. Is doing distribution.
Electromode, yeah. They go to the piano distribution.
Yes.
Brilliant stuff, man.
So if you need a lawyer, make sure you hit up our girl, Tanya Mukwane Inc. Her website is www.tmiincorporated.co.za.
When is the music video shoot so that we can come and be extras?
Nah, we should do a video, nah?
Yeah. And I can wear a mask.
I was chatting to Sir True because he's still out in the UK. When he comes back, we should do a video, man.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. Yeah. Nah. Definitely, yeah.
Are you going to shoot Mulligan?
Anytime. No, nah. Yeah. You guys will shoot my videos too when I do my music. You know?
When are you dropping, bro?
I'm going to drop my first song. Dropping my first song. Collaborated with quite a few people. Bula Music. Josiah the Disciple decided to put something on the beat.
Dope.
Shout out to him. Tebow. You've got a song with Tebow, actually.
I have two.
You've got two songs. Yeah, Tebow and Khan.
TBO, yeah. He likes to be called TBO.
Oh, he wants to say TBO. Yeah. Okay, I say Tebow, but it's
Jazzy,
TBO.
Josiah hated us.
Josiah?
Mm.
Why? Not Jezik. Jezik is the one.
Now, remember when Bootle came on the show?
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing?
Oh. Ah, then he doesn't hate us.
Oh, okay.
No, he doesn't hate us, bro.
Oh, dope.
No, we good.
Yeah, I love it, man. Great guy.
We're looking at mid-October, okay. My first single, and then probably end of, fuck it, I'll just drop all the other songs.
Yeah.
Because so many, I've got very nice songs, you know?
Oh, who's doing your publishing and distribution?
I do my own publishing, distribution, Electromode.
Ah, dope, yeah. dope.
Aya is looking at us like, the performer lab. Why it be fun? Why ngazi ngayizwa it be fun? Why ngayizwa it be fun?
My man, we've had such a nice show. What are you doing? This guy.
What's banter. Yeah. Hey, is everything fine? No, it's the way he's going. Publishing.
Man, this has been a very rocky show for Aya. He's going through a breakup.
Yeah, he's going through a breakup.
He's having
a hard time.
Yeah.
No, but I consult with Aya. You know, as I consult, pick up the phone. Aya, what's going on? You know,
no,
music.
You don't.
Huh?
He's
lying.
I don't lie. Don't, you don't.
What?
Both of you don't. Don't lie.
I don't lie. We did the EP together. Don't fucking lie.
You took it to the white people. You don't consult with me.
Hold on. How did Mac take it to the white people?
Yay.
Because of publishing. He wanted me to publish with Big Fun.
Okay, but why did you choose the other company for Big Fun?
He wanted more percentage.
Ah.
Mm. So it was purely a business decision.
Yeah, nothing personal. It's business.
Yeah, it's not personal. It's business.
If you said
you wanted 80% and I must keep 20.
Ah, you talking trash, nigga.
You talking trash, nigga.
You talking trash. We're supposed to create a piano hub type of thing, but.
But we are.
No, we're not.
What do you mean?
How are we doing it?
Okay.
I get after my EP is your EP.
When?
Whenever you're ready. We're doing a studio camp.
I've already done the EP.
Oh, yeah, you took other songs, ne?
Yeah, no. Without the other songs.
Oh, so then you don't need one.
Well, you guys had a whole EP weekend, recording weekend.
Yeah.
Doing your EPs.
2 days,
ne?
Yeah.
Yeah, 2 days.
I was there the whole time.
Yeah.
Hey, beautiful.
Mm.
beautiful stuff.
So yeah, we did what song? How many songs did we do?
You did see no one. Ngiyazivela.
Mdali,
motherfucker. That's a beautiful song.
And then which one did you take?
Mdali.
Which one did you take?
For my EP?
Yeah.
Sophumelela.
Oh, you took Sophumelela?
Yeah.
Shit.
Sophumelela is a big song.
Yeah, you know it, ne?
Yeah. The one that, with the trumpet.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Inspired by my old music.
Yes.
It's inspired by my old music.
Yeah, yeah, that's your shit.
Like, I could hear it. Like, I'm like,
that's your shit.
It's my shit, yeah.
That's your shit. The drum line is your shit.
Yeah, the drum line is my style.
And then when are you dropping?
31st. October.
October.
Yeah.
Who's
Everything Done Black by me.
Distribution?
Oh, fuck.
Everything Done Black by me.
You doing your own distribution?
Everything.
Mm. Done Black.
Everything. How we were supposed to do it.
Oh, shit.
Hey. Hey,
he's so good.
Mac, it's fine.
Okay, let's call the publishers. Again, he can't call his girlfriend. At least let's call the publisher.
I'm the publisher, nigga. I own everything, nigga.
I'm the publisher.
You're calling the CEO. You're calling me.
Yeah.
Calling the PA. You're calling you. Calling the gardener.
I have a PA.
Calling you.
I have a PA.
What's the name of the EP?
Value of Time.
Oh yeah, it is value. What's the name of your EP? Oh, songs you put your name on.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yes, yes. And I was with Robert Boy there at Coffee. Uh-huh. Remember when you came?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he did a artwork for me there, right there on the spot on Instagram.
Let me see it.
Yeah, so dope.
Yeah, put
really
it up
like
here. They're gonna put it up here, the guys.
Yeah, wow. I really like it.
And he did it at Coffee.
At Coffee on Instagram, literally within 2 seconds.
Yeah, like, Robot Boy is a creative, and he's on the EP on Spilis Motherfucker, right?
Yes.
Who's on Spilis Motherfucker?
We got two songs. Spilis Motherfucker. It's Reason. Sorry, Cesar Alekhine.
People are blue ticking me. There's a song I wanted to give him, like, I'm shooting this, right? I'm hearing him on the song. He's blue ticked me. Doss blue ticked me. It's crazy, right?
Nah, Doss is busy, bro. Doss is busy, man.
Oh, is he busy?
Yeah, no.
Nah, that's fine then.
He's busy. Because I sent him some beats.
But I got some really crazy people, like, you know.
Yeah, here we go.
I'm working with.
Look at that. How dope is this?
Songs I put my name on. Songs make G.
And then my name is on the word songs.
Yes. Yeah. Songs, because it now reads like songs Meg G put it, my name on.
Yeah, but my name Meg G is actually on the word songs.
You know, it's very social media cool, and that's Robot Boy. Like,
yeah,
it's very like,
bro, doesn't this make sense, media. Dog? Look at this.
It looks like it's something that would be like a status.
No way.
It looks like
shit. Come on.
Okay,
no way.
The chillers will vote, yo.
Bro, this is fucking smart, bro.
The chillers, let the chillers vote.
Cause so what my name is actually on the word songs. And the EP is songs I put my name on.
Please give that to Mesh to do it like that.
Oh, wait. Guys, he's explaining it wrong. You know what it's like, right? Look at this shit, bro. You know what it's like? Yeah, when I'm Opala.
Ah, this is...
Listen.
It's like I'm a rapper,
no,
man.
No.
My man, like, guys.
The must vote.
You know what it's like?
This is overplayed, my man.
No, you're going to forget it.
Simplicity. Have you seen the Lemonade...
guys.
That's a beautiful album.
Yes, it's simple. Minimalist.
That's trash.
I mean, see, the thing is with geniuses...
You know what, guys, you don't get, I get it.
Yes.
The EP is called Songs I Put My Name On. So on the album cover, the title Songs, he put his name on top of songs, on the word songs.
Songs.
Oh, shit, did you?
Yeah.
That's dope. It's minimalist.
No, I like the thinking behind it.
It's minimal.
It's trash. Say it.
It's beautiful. It's brilliant. Brilliant.
You niggas better like it, but it's end of the
you're
month.
You're just hating on everything he's doing.
It's end of the month.
You're just hating on everything. I clock you, This episode will come out at 5 o'clock. Come on at 5 o'clock. As a mesh man, what did it come out at 5 o'clock? Give me phone. Give my OK. I load shady.
Hey, man, we are here. Podcast and chill.
Peace, man. Love you so much. Advertise,
email, podcast at thisismeg.com. Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Mac G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.